Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Tweet at DriveTime RTE.
Now, Ireland's Wild Youth take to the stage later this evening, the first of the Eurovision semi-finals in Liverpool. They'll be amongst the 14 other nations vying for a place in Saturday's final. To get a sense of our chances, I'm joined on the line by Diarmaid Furlong, former president of the Irish branch of the Eurovision Fan Club. Diarmaid, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Cormac, how are you?
Now, you're not in Liverpool, okay, but you've decided, well, I can tell listeners, but you've decided to travel to the Canaries to watch it and take part in some of the Eurovision parties. Explain, Diarmaid.
I'm going to watch the two semi-finals live over here in the Canaries. When I looked into booking Liverpool back in January, it was crazy money. I think a 15 nights hotel was looking for £28,000. So,
oh my God! So the Canaries is a cheaper alternative to Liverpool. What's happening in the Canaries?
It is. All the bars over here have Eurovision parties all this week. So,
my God,
there's a good buzz about.
I can imagine. All right. So, tell me, what do you think Wild Youth chances are?
I think they have an uphill struggle tonight. It's the bloodbath of semi-finals. I'm afraid all the big hitters are in tonight's show, so I think anything can happen in Eurovision. The beast that it is, you never know what the public will go with on the night. And I've seen the lads rehearsals, and I mean, they went down really well in the dress rehearsals last night with the crowd and the arena, so you never know.
Yeah, they're a strong offering, but it is tough. It's 37 countries participating in Eurovision 23, isn't that right? 15 countries taking part in the first semi-final. So how does the voting work, Diarmaid?
This year, for the first year now, there's no jury. There's no juries in the semi-finals. It's all down to the public vote.
Oh.
So tonight, Wild Youth are dependent on the public in the other 14 countries.
And people like you in the Canaries, can you vote? Does your phone
count? My phone knows it's an Irish number, so I can't vote for Ireland, unfortunately.
So what you need to do is go around the bar in the Canaries there and ask them if they're...
That's my plan.
Do you think Liverpool's a good host city?
From all accounts, from everyone that's over there, they really have thrown themselves into Eurovision. The whole city is awash with Eurovision for the last 10, 12 days.
Mm-hmm. It can't be held in the Ukraine, of course, which won last year because of the war, obviously. So very much a collaborative effort, I think, on behalf of Liverpool. You have, incidentally, a Ukrainian family staying with you at home in Ireland, don't you?
I have, yeah. They moved in with me actually just before Eurovision last year.
Okay. That's going to be difficult for them, won't it, watching that with all the resonance and the poignancy attached?
I guess so. They're looking forward to it now. They really enjoyed it last year. I'm over here for the two semi-finals, and then I'll go home on Saturday to watch the final with them at home.
Okay, you'll watch it with them, and you'll have your own Canaries party at home in Ireland then.
That's exactly it.
All right, look, the best of luck, and even if Ireland don't get through, at least you're in the Canaries, Diarmaid.
That's it, the sun is shining.
Yeah, look, lucky you is all I can say. Enjoy it. Enjoy the Eurovision semi-final tonight. Diarmaid Furlong, former president of the Irish branch of the Eurovision Fan Club. Thank you very much indeed.